Do you sell items that are worth more than a few bucks? Well, you know, a lot of times we have multiple products like that in our stores. And I find that sometimes your employees have trouble selling them because they see both of them as the same. And the key, and what I want you to think about today, is there's always differences, and the great salesperson is able to compare and contrast. And that ability to close a sale rests on your employees' ability to make the complex simple by being able to compare and contrast your similar products. So today, what I want you to do is, and if you're a retail salesperson, you do this on your own, find two similar products. And then I want you to sell them both equally. There's no bad or good. You could go this way with the red, you could go this way with the green, and make it the same. And then I want you to go through and sell one over the other. So I'm going to try to sell the red one over the green one. So that means you're going to have come up with a few things that the green can't do, or it lacks, or it's not as convenient. And then do the same thing and try to sell the green versus the red. And what that does is it builds your muscle to compare and contrast. You have to be able to hold both of those equally, because there are people that if you present them both equally, you're going to overwhelm them. They really want to know, well, what would you do? And you don't want to do that just by price. You want to be able to compare and contrast based on what you heard in the sale. That's your tip today.
If you love what you heard on Retail Today, connect with Bob by visiting RetailDoc.com or send a message to Bob@RetailDoc.com. Thanks for listening.